ఓం శాంతి, ఓం శాంతి. హం సభీ కితనే భాగ్యవాన్ హై.
వి ఆల్ ఆర్ సో ఫార్చునేట్ వన్స్.
కై ఘంటో తక్ ఈశ్వరీయ వైబ్రేషన్స్ మే బైఠేంగే.
వి విల్ నౌ ఆల్ సిట్ ఇన్ ద గాడ్లీ వైబ్రేషన్స్ ఫర్ మెనీ అవర్స్.
పరమ సుఖ అతీంద్రియ సుఖ.
వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద సూపర్ సెన్షియస్ జాయ్. So everyone will be very concentrated from now until 4 hours. We will now have a thought that we completely have to be concentrated. We have to be here in front of Baba, and our intellect should not wander anywhere else. Only then we can attain complete super sensuous joy and good inspirations from Baba. God Himself is coming amidst us. His presence itself is a very great thing. Baba gives drishti and will speak the supreme versions. How we will take the happiness of Baba's drishti? And we will make his supreme versions as our blessings. And we will also sacrifice something today. And also we'll have some special stage. And we will all discuss about these things. So now mentally we have to prepare ourselves. Now we have to claim the full happiness of Baba's meeting.
सामने बिल्कुल शांति, सिक्योरिटी वाली बहनें भी बैठ जाएं, बाबा की मुरलियां हम दो तीन दिन से,
फ्रॉम लास्ट टू थ्री डेज वी आर लिसनिंग टू बाबाज मुरली, अ वेरी सटल बाबाज पॉइंट्स वी आर लिसनिंग टू.
हमें लक्ष्य बनाना है,
वी शुड कीप एन एम,
के जीवन में जल्दी से,
दैट इन दिस लाइफ very quickly we have to get liberated from all waste, have to create elevated thoughts, and the elevated thoughts makes us to have beautiful experiences, gives energy, and this experience will happen only when we get liberated ourselves from all negativities and waste. It is very easy to say to get liberated from all waste, and also everybody thinks that we have to get liberated, but this pilgrimage or journey is very long. And with the experiment of knowledge and yoga, we have to use Baba's knowledge and yoga and make our attitude peaceful. All intellectual Baba's children will have one beautiful thought in the mind. If we are intellectuals, because Baba's children are all intellectual, I am speaking this language, and if we think and believe and know that we are intellectuals, then we have to use our intellect in making our intellect peaceful. Some intellectual persons they become confused very quickly. And they use their intellect in a wrong way, in wasteful activities, in having questions like why and what. But we have to experiment our beautiful intellect in making the mind peaceful, in benefiting the confluence aged attainments, and have to make our each and every birth very elevated. We will all have this thought that Bab Dada will be amidst us today. We will welcome him with lot of love, with great feelings. With lot of love we will invite him. And within this gathering I will keep the thought, 2-3 days ago Baba spoke in the Murli that we have to sit in the astral body and become angel. We should have both the stages, the incorporeal stage and the angelic stage. We will now have the experience of both the stage, and I am going to give you a thought. The one who are elevated effort makers, the one who with the power of yoga are content, the one who are very good tapasvi souls, they have to become master sun of knowledge and spread the rays of powers onto this world so that the germs of maya in this world has to completely get destroyed. And just as with the rays of the sun, all the germs gets destroyed, similarly, you will have to become the master sun of knowledge and with the power of the almighty authority have to destroy the germs of maya. Baba said, if you want to engage in this service and you give sakash to the entire world and spread elevated vibrations, then very easily your life will be free from obstacles. And so now we will invoke Baba. With lot of love we will invite Baba. And we will invoke him down and we will experience that his hand of blessings are on our head. Let us now take our intellect towards the Supreme Abode. And we will focus our eyes, the eye of the intellect, on the Almighty Authority. With lot of love we will invoke him. Oh my God friend, the sun of knowledge, the seed of the world tree, the one who is a truthful, blissful.
हम आपके प्यारे बच्चे,
we are your lovely children,
आपसे मिलन के श्रेष्ठ अनुभव करने के लिए आए हैं.
We have come here to have an elevated experience of your beautiful meeting.
नीत
You leave your abode and come down. By hearing our invitation, the Almighty Authority started descending. Visualize this. The great light is coming down below. He has come to the subtle world. He entered the body of Father Brahma. Now both are coming down. They have come in front of us. He is giving drishti. On the forehead of Baba, the Sun of Knowledge is shining. Baba has kept his hand of blessings on my head. Feel that the powerful vibrations from his hand is being merged within me. Baba is in the front of me, and from the forehead he is spreading the powerful vibrations on me.
Yeah.
सभी चिंतन करेंगे, ये जीवन बहुत ही सुंदर है।
Now everyone will think that this Brahmin life is very beautiful. In this life we have godly attainments, and in this life we attained elevated knowledge, and in this life we got the pen to elevate our fortune. This is the most elevated for life, and we all have to experience this. And we have to check ourselves whether my life is filled with all kinds of joy, or am I wasting my life with a lot of questions in mind. Now the time is becoming very delicate and moving at a very fast speed. And if we don't make our life great, we don't fill our attitudes with happiness, then this kind of opportunity will not be got once again. And therefore nowadays the conditions of the world is changing so fast, because they are not knowing that they are being spoiled. There are mental diseases. The one who think a lot, the one who think too much of negativity, the one who are always distressed, the one who are leading their life in fear, are experiencing mental diseases. We have to take care of ourselves. Today we were having the discussion. It is very important that I want to share this with all of you. If there are any problems in the family, if anybody is so worried, and because of that worry, they don't have good sleep, yoga is not connected, negativity becomes more. So you all have to think about this thought. And the person asked me, there is no happiness, no bliss, there is only worry and unhappiness, and from many years that person is in Baba's knowledge, but he's not attaining anything, and there are a lot of problems in the family. So everyone have to pay attention here. Instead of paying attention on others, if we pay attention on our own stage to make it elevated, then the circumstances will definitely change. So this is a very subtle secret of this world. We have to make our stage elevated, then circumstances are nothing. And our stage becomes elevated only with the practice of self-respect. Baba showed a very simple method. And therefore, instead of paying attention on others, instead of worrying about others, instead of getting distressed about others, as what will happen, we have to get detached from that, and for some time we have to pay attention on our elevated stage, then the others will also change automatically. The atmosphere of the family and home will also get changed. So now I would like to take all of you into a very beautiful thinking. We will also practice, and we also will have a very beautiful thinking. And it is necessary for all souls. Each and every soul has to make this as a discipline in one's life. Every day for a few moments we have to sit in solitude and talk to oneself. And if you don't talk to oneself, then only talk with others, then waste will increase. And when we talk to ourselves or to oneself, then half of the waste will automatically get reduced. So we have to remember that this is the confluence age and has come with very beautiful blessings. God is standing in front and telling, attention, child, Take whatever you want from me. For what can I do so that I can become prosperous with Baba's attainments? I have to become prosperous with the jewels of knowledge. Now one who will fill oneself with the jewels of knowledge will become very prosperous and at the coming times there will be some miracles when we use the jewels of knowledge, when we become prosperous with our powers. The more one attains the powers, the more he will rule. And those who are powerful souls in the coming times will free others from obstacles. So being introverted, we have to talk to ourselves. Now we will talk to ourselves. We have come to God. And what all can be attained from Him? Elevated fortune can be created. And today I will attract your intellect towards one thing. You have to make your intellect very elevated. And from last 2-3 days we are continuously listening to Baba's Murli about a clean heart, clean intellect where Baba can sit. Let there be no dirtiness in the intellect. Now we will have both the practice. I am the incorporeal soul and I am a subtle angel. So let us look to our form. I am Master Son of Knowledge, a shining star. The one who doesn't have the practice of seeing, you can look in the front on Baba's forehead. From me, a very bright light is being spread everywhere. I am already seated on the center of my forehead. Let us feel my this body is changed into the subtle angelic body. The shining star, the soul, is seated in the body of light. And from every organ of that light body, the rays of all powers are being spread everywhere. I am a divine angel or lighthouse. Now we will have a thought that this body of light has disappeared and I now am an incorporeal soul. I am alone.
बुद्धि को स्वच्छ
We have to keep the intellect clean. Do all of you like this point? Whoever want to take everything from Baba at this confluence age, and just as Baba was speaking in the Murli today, that Brahma Baba surrendered everything and therefore I received the kingdom from Baba. The one who sacrificed everything, they get everything from up above. The one who have made their mind and intellect clean, they are truly dedicated ones. And the one who have collected all bad traits in the intellect, Baba doesn't reside there. So sitting here, each one of you will check and remove the dirtiness and have a very beautiful change. And Baba gives a very beautiful word to the intellect. You have a godly intellect. Even those who have come for the first time, Baba's children, all have to accept this word that our intellect has become godly intellect. We have godly intellect with us and we cannot fill bad things in the intellect. And therefore Baba sometimes says you have to make your intellect like a golden vessel. The more we keep the vessel clean and we don't pour anything, then our intellect becomes clean. Our intellect is to fill the blessings from God, to use the power, to use His supreme version. And our intellect is not used for bad traits. We keep the dustbin outside separately. The other bad traits, why we have to imbibe in our intellect? What is their dirtiness? In order to look at others and take out their bad traits and keep it in us, to have the feeling of revenge for others in our intellect is a very bad thing. To keep arrogance and anger in the intellect is the foremost bad thing. And many bad things which are making us worried, and which is filling a foul smell, that we are keeping in our intellect, that has to be put out. We are here making the mistake of taking all the bad things, collecting it and keeping it in our intellect. So today we have to make our intellect clean, and when Baba gives drishti today, I would like to tell each one of you, today we will give all the bad things which are there in our intellect to Baba and use the divine intellect, the godly intellect, which makes our intellect very happy and peaceful. So we all have come to Baba here. We will create a thought. Some mothers and brothers have tolerated much after becoming Baba's children. They need to tolerate much. Even now some are still tolerating. And they have also sacrificed many things. So today we will have a thought. If we have sacrificed, then our sacrifice should not go waste. It should become fruitful. It isn't that we have sacrificed a lot. We have belonged to God. And we are empty. There is carelessness. Nothing we have taken from Him, and we have come here to take everything from Him. So now we don't have any other aim. We have to now take everything from Baba, the one who are intensified effort makers, the one who have in their intellect about the future, that in the coming times I have to perform some great task for this world. Because my use is very necessary to this world. Our relationships will not come into use. Nothing will come into use. but we will give many things to the world. A short story which I like to explain to all of you. I went to a very big mental hospital in Delhi. I had the meeting with one of the person there. It was a very big hall. And there were 30 to 40 beds in that hall. You will all pay attention here. And those were the people who had forgotten the world completely, and they even don't know that they are human beings. And they even don't know that they have a relationship of theirs. They were mentally retarded. And when I went to that hall, behind their bed, behind their head, some had kept the photo of Goddess Durga, God Hanuman, God Rama, God Vishnu. The images were kept there behind their bed, and the one who was taking care of them, a person was telling that we don't talk to them and they don't talk to us, and we don't know why they have kept those photos behind their head. And the one amongst you who want to perform great tasks, they have to pay attention here. The one who was taking care, he said, that they always join their hands and stand in front of those idols. So we were 8 to 10 members, and I started thinking that they have forgotten the world. But they have not forgotten their special deities, and still they have hope in their heart that they will give something to us. And who are those special deities? Raise your hands, who are those special deities? I looked at all these things and I was deeply introverted, and I didn't have any desire to see at them. And I was thinking all the time, what all the worldly people want to take from us. We have forgotten our duties, but we shouldn't forget it. We are those great souls. The world is looking towards us with thirsty eyes. So within few years, we have to do many things to the world. So once again we will sit in this great intoxication. We will sit in this beautiful form. I am a shining jewel. I am a special deity. I am the great soul of this world. I am a very bright, shining soul. I am filled with all godly treasures. Once again, we will feel that this body has changed into a subtle angelic body. I am an angel, and through all my organs, the rays of powers are being spread. I am the lighthouse, mighthouse angel. Now the subtle body, the angelic body, has disappeared, and I alone, the incorporeal soul, remain.
ओम शांति। तो श्रेष्ठ फुट साथियों के लिए
फॉर एलिवेटेड एफर्ट मेकर्स
जो अपने जीवन को आने वाले दिनों के लिए संसार की
दोस इन द कमिंग डेज हु वांट टू डेडिकेट देयर लाइफ फॉर द वर्ल्ड
उन सभी बातों को छोड़कर
फॉर देम दे हैव टू लीव ऑल अदर थिंग्स एंड पे अटेंशन टू फॉलो द पाथ ऑफ योगा and take oneself to that elevated stage and have the practice of having yoga. Baba wants elevated yogi children, those in the coming days who can give relief to all the souls of the world who are in worry. The money will not help anyone. Elevated vibrations helps a lot. Our elevated vibrations will soothe the nature, the five elements. And whoever amongst you want to perform this elevated task will have a very deep thinking as what to renounce. I know what I have to attain. We have to renounce all the limited desires. Nowadays, the Maya has taken a very powerful form. So the one who are elevated effort makers, they have to recognize Maya. All the facility of science has to come in this godly service. We should all have a very beautiful thinking. Today, Bab Dada is coming amidst us. And so from now, we will sing the praise of our elevated fortune and bring ourselves in happiness, intoxication and super sensuous joy. Wow, my fortune. What I am seeing through these eyes. And there are many Baba's old children who are sitting here. I have 1,000 times seen Avyakt Baba with a lot of happiness. And I many a times do think that you also have to think that in this last birth, what all I have seen, the one which I haven't seen in all the four ages, I am seeing it. The one which I didn't listen through all the four ages, I am listening to it. I am looking at the divine part of God, the divine actions of God. We have learned many things. And we have given this knowledge to many souls and we have made those souls as our special deities. And so who is coming today to meet us? I remind all of you. And this thing is very powerful. And I also have practiced much in my life and you also have to practice in your life. So yesterday you all have heard the Murli and you might have noted down there was the heart-to-heart conversation with Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba that the half of the rosary is ready. And what did Shiv Baba said? It is not about clapping the hands but it is only the snapping of the fingers that the whole world will be destroyed. Baba said in one line, Baba said, I'll snap the fingers and the world turns to heaven. So now everyone has to think that such an almighty authority is going to come amidst us, the one whom we call as God friend. He will stand in front of us and say every day, children,
छोटी सी लाइन
I am with you. It is such a small line. So this small line will make us very powerful. I am with you. The one with 1,000 arms is with you. As soon as God's drishti fell on everyone, everyone's life changes and this world turns into heaven. He is ours. We have to experiment our divine intellect as how we can take benefit of His companionship. So we will all think about this, and those who are intellectual, children of Baba, has to think, who is with me and how to take the benefit of His companionship. So I speak few words, and with my experience I will share this, and you will also get this authority in your life. One thought you have to increase. The almighty authority with 1,000 arms is with me. Only this one thought. You can have this vision. Bab Dada has come down, and with his 1,000 arms, he has kept all his 1,000 arms on my head. Only for a few moments you can experience this. Let there be this awareness and this good feeling. Keep on increasing that I am not alone. The almighty authority is with me, and we will use his companionship whenever, anywhere it is necessary. Every day we should practice this. We are invoking Bab Dada, and this practice should become so firm. As soon as we invoke Baba, come, and we should feel the presence that he has already come. So this is not imagination. We will create a thought, come, and Baba is already present in front of us. And this will be a very beautiful meeting. And we have all the rights over Baba. We have tied him with the string of love. So from the path of devotion, from the copper age onwards, we have started having a very beautiful feeling. So before we move forward, we will invoke him, and every day we will invoke him. Let us now take our intellect towards the Supreme Abode and stabilize our intellect on the almighty authority. Apart from him, no one is visible.
Bahut pyar se punah ahvan.
With a lot of love, we once again invoke him. O the life giver, my mind friend, Supreme Satguru, leave your abode and come down to us. The almighty authority is descending. He entered the body of Father Brahma in the subtle world. Now both are descending together.
हमारे सामने सामने देखें
and he is in front of us and you will all feel this look Bab Dada both of them in front of you very bright powers the rays of powers are being spread everywhere Bab Dada has kept his hand of blessings on my head. From his hand, the powerful vibrations are being merged in me. He applied a tilak on my forehead and gave me the blessing. O child, always remain happy. Be an elevated yogi. Baba is giving drishti. And he disappeared and went back to his supreme abode. Baba will be amidst us. From now on and until Dadi comes, until then we will create beautiful thoughts in our mind. Our thoughts, the one which gives bliss, our elevated thoughts will create the elevated stage. So we have to now create elevated thoughts from now on until Baba comes and practice this. After the class there will be yoga and in yoga we will all have a very powerful feeling. We will continue to invoke Baba with lot of love. Come. And we will feel that Baba's powerful vibrations are being falling on me. Baba comes and gives us a drishti. The thoughts of intoxication will make our mind peaceful. There should be very good concentration power even after the class gets over. Whoever gets up from the hall, they should not become extroverted. You can become fresh and come once again and sit in that place and have a beautiful practice. Everybody knows and everyone have watched on television. Baba comes directly and only as soon as Dadi comes and sits, Baba comes within no minute. Just as Shri Baba used to come in the body of Father Brahma, we never used to come to know as when Baba came and when he went away. In the same manner, Bab Dada both will come in Dadi's body, and therefore, as soon as Dadi comes, Dadi sits, you will definitely feel. Because the drishti will turn everywhere, that means Bab Dada has come. And all have to take very good happiness of drishti. Baba's drishti will fall on each one. the one who was sitting in the gallery, the one who was sitting in the corners, the one who was sitting at the back, the one who was sitting at the front, Baba's drishti will turn around. The vibrations of his drishti will go everywhere. The vibrations will spread everywhere. Baba has come. Then we have to connect our mind and intellect on the Sun of Knowledge. We will not sit and think, when Baba will come and give me drishti? Because some start thinking, Baba is giving drishti to this one, Baba is giving drishti to that one, Baba is not giving drishti to me. The more we focus ourselves on Baba's form, the more we will have the experience of happiness. Two more things to be shared. The brother says the one who are moving outside the hall, they have to go away very quickly so that the hall is not distracted. So when Baba gives a drishti, we have to let go of any weaknesses or deficiencies to Baba with clean mind. You will have a very beautiful experience, filled with a lot of feeling, filled with belongingness. We will say to Baba, Baba, this weaknesses of mine is surrendered to you. And we will not use the same thing again. And when Baba is giving drishti, we will all sit in this good feeling that Baba kept his hand on my head and gave me this blessing. Few will take blessing free from obstacles. Some will take blessing as free from all diseases. Some will take blessings as being ever happy. So everyone has to feel this very nicely. And after that, Baba's versions will be spoken. And any one point from that supreme version has to be imbibed. And later, Baba is offered bhog. So we will take the bliss of it. And through Baba's drishti, we will take vibrations. And in this way, we will make this meeting very beautiful, very blissful, and will bring some great change in our life. And with whatever thought we sit, that blessing will be imbibed in us, and we will take the happiness from Baba's meeting, and we will create thoughts of intoxication in our mind. The song will be played. Now everyone will feel that we are moving beyond these five elements towards Baba, and his rays of powers are being showered on me.
Baba ke ghar mein bahut bada karya ho raha hai, aap sabne sun liya hoga.
You all might have heard a very big program is going to be held in Baba's home from 26th of this month up to 30th of this month. So everyone are effort makers, and those from Sakash group, every day we will give Sakash to that program. Many eminent persons are coming to Baba's home, VIPs, VVIPs, eminent persons, great personalities are all coming to attend this program. And so we have the golden opportunity of doing service. And so from tomorrow morning until 30th of this month, we will give Sakash to the program. And whoever wants to get connected with the Sakash group can get connected. Now, we will go beyond these five elements.